Hi, I'm Arturo Lucatero, a program manager from the Azure Active Directory engineering team. Today, I'm going to demonstrate how easy it is to configure Federation with ADFS as the user sign-in option in Azure Active Directory Connect. As you may know, Azure AD Connect provides a very easy way for you to sign in with user password hash sync. However, Federation with ADFS is an option for customers who would like additional capabilities. ADFS enables users to sign in to cloud services such as Office 365 while allowing your on-premises Active Directory to control the authentication. It also provides domain-joined SSO and support for advanced authentication scenarios such as certificate or smart card authentication. Let's begin by looking at my Azure Active Directory. One of the requirements for Federation is that you must verify your domain. It is recommended that you complete the verification before installing Azure AD Connect. I've already accepted the license terms and I'm going to choose the Customize option in order to configure ADFS. I will go ahead and install the required components. For the purpose of this demo, we will be using all the basic settings. You can always return and configure them at a later point. Once that completes, I will select Federation with ADFS as my user sign-in method. For this demo, we will need two Windows Server 2012 R2 machines with remote management enabled, one for ADFS and one for the proxy. Just like with the settings, you can always return and add more servers later. Additionally, we will need an SSL certificate. It is important that the subject name of your SSL certificate matches the name you want for your Federation service. For example, mine is login.arluca.com. I'll connect to my Azure AD tenant and my on-premise Active Directory. Since we will be using the basic sync settings, we can click Next, Next, and Next. Now, we've arrived to the core of this video. When it comes to configuring ADFS, we are presented with two options. We can either configure a new farm or use an existent one. Configuring a new farm is for all customers who are connecting to Office 365 for the first time or do not have an existent ADFS farm. But if you already have ADFS configured, you can simply choose to connect to it. This last option is perfect for cases where you're only looking to upgrade your synchronization engine. Let's configure a new ADFS farm. I'll start by browsing to my SSL certificate. Since I have a wildcard certificate, I'll designate the prefix as login. As you can see, the subject name will now become my Federation service name. Now, I will browse for the server where I want my ADFS farm to exist. Note that we will only prompt for credentials if the current user is not a local admin on the specified server. I'll also add the proxy server, which will be deployed in my DMZ for extranet authentication requests. Here, I'll provide local administrator credentials for the ADFS server so that the proxy can request a certificate and establish a secure connection to the ADFS server. ADFS requires a domain service account to authenticate users and look up information in Active Directory. Group managed service accounts were first introduced in Windows Server 2012. With one of their biggest advantages is that their password doesn't require to be updated on a regular basis. Now, from the drop-down, I'll choose the domain that I want to federate. We are almost done. At this point, we can review our configuration choices and select staging mode if needed. Once our installation is complete, we can verify, exit the wizard, and go on to validating our setup. Let's try signing in into Office 365. As you can see, when I enter my username, it redirects me to my ADFS server for authentication. Let's try authenticating there. Success! We now have a federated domain. This concludes the tutorial on how to configure Federation with ADFS within Azure AD Connect. Thanks for watching!